Welcome to the After 30 podcast. I'm your co-host, Anis Alibhai, and today's episode is in honor of this upcoming Father's Day. So happy Father's Day, everyone. We're interviewing three exceptional After 30 dads, Nahid, Chris, and Sean, on what it's like being a modern dad from their perspective. Welcome to the show, Nahid. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Hi, Nahid. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
I think a lot of the time, because Tabs and I are just constantly in this sphere, we're often talking about, you know, her experience of motherhood. When we have our interviews, we often have women on our show. So we really are attuned to our own peers and age mates in their experience of motherhood. And a lot of the time, we don't often, when we have fathers on the show, we don't often talk about what it is to be a father, what it's like to be a father. So I think one of the things that Tabs was talking about for this specific weekend is we really wanted to honor that role. And so we wanted to pull in fathers that we know, whom we love and cherish and honor. So really welcome to the show, Nahid. That's how we want to start, by welcoming you. You are such a freaking cool ass dad. And it's just like, I want to hear all about your secrets.
Thank you. I don't know how much secrets I have, but I can give whatever advice I have. So hopefully that'll help.
And I think what's so cool is that often dads are a little quieter and they aren't as vocal about what's going on with the kids. And even in conversations, like Annie said, if we've ever had any episodes about children, they've always been women. So we really want to pass the mic over to you guys and hear from your perspective. So one of the questions we wanted to ask you was, from your perspective, how do you feel like you show up a little bit differently because of your children? Like, they've pulled out something in you that Anis and I wouldn't normally see when we hang out with you for drinks, for example. What did the kids bring out in you that's different?
They pull out a lot in me that people don't normally see. You know, I've learned to become patient, a bit more understanding, you know, especially when they're having their tantrums, let's say, or they're fighting with each other. Learn to become affectionate and more expressive, because when I was growing up, I usually tend to bottle my feelings up. I never usually saw that from my dad. So showing that you know, their dad can be affectionate and a lot more loving, or as loving as their mom, can be somewhat refreshing for them. And you know, they'll come and give me big hugs when I come home from work, or I'll go and run and give them a hug. And so normally I don't show that affection with other people, or like people don't see that. Even with my own family, like I'm a bit more stoic and hands like this, hands crossed on your arms. But with them, I'm more open and more joyful and happy and loving and stuff. So that's what the most important thing they brought out of me.
That's beautiful. And can I just say, when I witness Nahid, I'm like, actually, it's like, ugh, I'm in awe of his capacity to be a father. Like, I like want to cry when I think about it. He's such a good dad. And like, I watch him like joke with his sons, and I watch him like sing with his sons, and I watch him jive with his sons. And I'm just like, wow, this is a 2021 dad. And this is great. This is great. Yeah. What are your biggest challenges about being a modern dad?
There are a lot of articles out there. There are a lot of like things that, you know, tell you how to be a parent, things that you should be doing, things you shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. I think for one, I want to be being a modern dad. I want to try and not emulate what my dad was for me, because you want to show that, you know, with the different work-life balance situation, like, you know, when I was growing up, my dad was mostly working and I was always out of the house, and I never really saw him as much. It would only be evening time. And so with the challenges that we have with work-life balance in this pandemic sort of situation, it's trying to find that balance. And being home all the time, you know, the kids think that you're always available to play, or that, you know, daddy's daddy's home, so let's go ask him questions, things like that. So it's managing that work-life balance in this modern day. So something that I've been able to overcome, and something that, you know, being home, it's joyful, but at the same time it's like, okay, I need to go for a walk, come back, and I can play with you guys.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's a juggle. But I think what's beautiful about what you're saying there that is automatically so different from your experience, it sounds like, growing up, is how present you are and how accessible you are to them. I mean, I know the pandemic has taken that to a whole other level that you maybe wouldn't have really preferred, but that sounds pretty incredible. And like you said, it's joyful and it's amazing, but I can completely appreciate how that's also fraught with challenges, because It's a lot to take on.
Yeah. And with that, you know, we try and spend as much time together. Normally, we just, based on work schedule, things between my wife and myself, sometimes we'd have dinner at off hours, or she'll have dinner with them, or, you know, I'll have dinner with them. But now, with all of us being at home together, we're able to have dinner together. And so that's something that's been really important. And I try and stress a lot as well. So that way they see everyone's at the table and we're talking and having jokes, playing games, whatever it may be. So, yeah.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you for being here. It's so great to hear your perspective, and thanks for sharing it. And happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Nahid. You are an incredible, incredible human being, and your kids are, my God, incredible human beings too. And it's all a reflection of your work. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. Yeah, it was a blast. Thank you.
Welcome, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
We're so happy to have you. First of all, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, man. You. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
And this is your second one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and this is the second one, and the first one was a lockdown, so hopefully this one has a little bit more freedom than the last one.
That's right.
Well,
that's
you guys can go golfing. That's exciting.
That is exciting. Yay!
Okay. Well, we're so happy you're here. Anise, kick it off.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. How do you show up for your child versus how you would show up everywhere else? Like, for example, what do they pull out of you that you wouldn't normally see in your other social interactions?
So it's a good question. So I'd say for me, the thing that the little guy pulls out of me that probably comes out a little bit depending on the people I'm around, but he just brings it out full force, is I just go full camp counselor mode with my little guy when it's one-on-one.
Okay.
I really do. Like,
what do you mean? Tell us more.
So like, for example, if it's dad and the little man doing breakfast on like a Saturday morning, mom's still sleeping, it's my choice of music, I'm dancing, he's in the high chair, hands are in the air kind of stuff. Or if it's, you know, sing along in the park and, you know, we're doing the park thing, you know, I'm usually like the first dad up dancing. I'm clapping along. I'm singing along. Like I'm.
That is true.
Like, I just want him to feel like it's okay to like get involved. And like, you know what, if I'm showing no inhibition, then it's okay for him to show that same behavior. And like, yeah, we're like singing in the park. It's what we're doing right now.
I love it.
So I just want him to be like adventurous.
That's cool. So you feel like Archer's brought that out in you more?
Absolutely. Like there's certain people, like friends that I have, where I can be a little bit goofy and that comes out. But with him, it's just like full force.
Oh, yeah. That's like cool. You're like meeting him as the child that you are. And so you're just like going for it. That's awesome. There's a playfulness inside of that, in being a playful adult, right? It's so great.
Totally. Absolutely. And it's like, and it's free, you know, and there's a little bit to be said, like, you know, and most of the time, no one's watching, no one sees it, you know, prior to sharing this out loud, probably no one knew that except for maybe my back neighbor who can see into my kitchen, you know, doesn't see me like dancing around on the high chair. And
yeah. And I don't feel like I would have even pointed that out. I knew you well before kids. I've obviously known you after. And I feel like, now that you're saying that, I know that you do that. You definitely are the first dad in some circle to jump up, but like, I wouldn't have pointed that out. So that's really cute. I love that.
It is very cute. Very cute.
Okay. So our other question for you is, what do you feel like are some of the more challenging parts about being a modern dad?
Oh, So, man, we go from like fun to heavy just like that.
I know, so I know.
I'd say the first thing that came to mind when I read the question was, to be honest, finding a balance at home, I think, is really challenging as a modern dad. So I'd say generations past, gender roles were pretty preset. And the way that my wife and I are trying to approach things is like, we're both providers, we're both caregivers, and trying to find that balance where we both feel like we're pitching in, we're both, you know, showing up. And it's really tough because we can't do the same things. It's not like, well, you listen to the monitor last night, so I listen to monitor tonight, and that's like keeping score. But you can't do that. Like in the early days, like, you're breastfeeding. I'm not breastfeeding. I can't do it.
Right.
It's not available. So like, what are the other things I can do to help out that I can feel like I'm contributing in a way that she also feels like I'm showing up, I'm bringing my best self, I'm putting in the effort, and I'm not just like, oh yeah, mom will take care of that. Like, man, I won't pick that up. Mom will get it when she comes down. Like, you know, how do you balance that out? And I think over the little dude's 14 months now. And I think over that time, finding that balance has changed.
Right.
When she was off work, little guy was sleeping during the day, it was much easier to take on some of the life admin. But now that we're both working full time and, you know, we're trying to pull a meal together, it's, you know, we both kind of have the same day and we have the same number of hours in the day, but little dude still needs to be fed, as do we. And it's not, that doesn't fall on her. It falls on her some days. It falls on me other days. Some days we trade off, but just striking that balance to make sure that we feel between the two of us that it's fair. It's just tough.
That's right. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And so what parts of that do you feel like are hard? Like, I'm super curious, like, to get into it from your perspective, because I obviously appreciate what you're saying. We feel the same way. For you, what part about that is hard?
So for me, there's two pieces. The first one is the juggling. So like having to keep multiple balls in the air, like the morning routine,
and then they change every day,
and they change every day. And like, I do, and I am a creature of habit, and I do enjoy my routine. I find that helpful. And sometimes it's just hard because, you know, I feel like as soon as we get like, oh, we got the naps down and we just got the bottles down or whatever it is with him, like it changes. And you're like, oh, we don't do salt. Oh, now we do salt. Oh, we used to do this bottle and now we do 50-50. And you just, it's always changing. And so it's tough to stay up with it. And, you know, the other thing I think is really challenging is the fact that my mom or my dad used to say, well, we didn't know. We didn't know better.
Right.
We didn't have access to information. You know, they didn't know that grape water had alcohol in it. Well, of course I slept well on the plane. You gave me booze. Nowadays, like, we don't have that excuse, you know, like, and so because of that, there's just so much more information for us to digest. So I just sometimes feel like it's hard to be as informed as maybe everyone expects you to be, maybe as your partner expects you to be, as you expect yourself to be, as like, I'm raising a human. I'm 100% responsible for my 50% of this party.
Right. And so many more choices to make, right? Because of the amount of information that's coming through. Like, you have to choose each and everything, and you have to think everything through a little bit more, and you want to make well-informed decisions. But sometimes it's like balancing that is so hard.
It's really tough. The other thing that I find challenging with the balance is that the balance that I have in my relationship is not the same balance that some of my peers, my friends have. So how they manage things in their house is different. So things that for them would be like a, hey, do you want to do X at their house is like, I'm doing it. My house, maybe that requires a conversation, that requires some back and forth to kind of figure out a way to make that happen. But for them, they're like, dude, can't you just like, well, no, I can't just.
Right.
There needs to be a conversation, and they don't necessarily understand.
Is this like a dude, can't you just come golfing? Like, and then you're like, well.
Exactly. Like, we've got a 9:30 tea time on Saturday. You can't just leave for 5 hours. And it's like, well, no, I can't just say yes. Like, that needs to be a conversation. Like, my wife is lovely and so supportive. But...
Right. Of course. Right, sure, but that's a huge point that like, not everybody is on the same page with that. And I think that one of the challenges I see for modern fathers is that I feel like you guys and all three of you that we've had on this episode today, you are truly representing modern fatherhood. And part of the reason I say that is because you all have wives that are incredibly ambitious and doing their own things as well. And so that is automatically causing you guys to figure out striking more of a balance at home. And I think society though, and your expectations of dads, I don't think is catching up with that as much, you know? And so I think to your point, like if you've got other friends or there's other people in your social circle that don't have that same balance, there's like a bit of that automatic, like that's just not an assumption, you know, mm-hmm. you have to have mm-hmm. that conversation. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. The second thing I would share is that let's look at this like a job, right? I've been mm-hmm. in this job for a year and mm-hmm. I think I'm semi-qualified, you know, I showed up when the little guy was born.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm figuring it out on a day-to-day basis. And I think in any job, the first thing you do when you don't know what you're doing is you mimic and model others. And
that's
so
right.
It's really hard to mimic maybe the behaviors that I saw from my dad because,
right.
again, my dad was a wonderful father, but the mm-hmm. dynamic that him and my mom had and the choices that they made, my mom didn't go back to work till I was five.
Right.
Dad was a provider, mom was stay at home, and as a result, had a really cool experience as a kid because of that. But some of the things that my dad did, I can't do. I can't operate that way. I have to do things differently. And so I can't just use his playbook. I got to make it up sometimes as I go.
No, you can't. And that's amazing. That's amazing that you say that, because a lot of the time we think I grew up this way. It was kind of like the best way because that's all we know. But like navigating this space of not knowing, it's just a whole new field for you. So that's totally. Such a good point. What a good point.
Ugh.
Yeah. Thank you,
Sean. You're amazing. You're yeah. such an incredible dad.
Yeah,
you are. We're so happy that you agreed to be part of this today. And thanks for your perspective, because it's so relatable. I know so many people that are feeling the same way. So thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to share.
Happy Father's Day. Honestly, you're such a wonderful dad.
Oh, thank you. I try my best. It's the best I can do.
Well, thanks again, cutie pie. We'll talk to you soon and see you at Song Circle.
I'll see you at Song Circle.
You're the first,
and I will be
first to jump up.
Guilty as charged.
Thanks, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
See you.
Bye. Okay, so now we're ready for our third dad, our third after 30 mm-hmm. modern dad. And this is Chris, mm-hmm. one of my oldest friends. And I'm so happy to have you here. So
hi.
Welcome to the show, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I've listened to so many episodes.
Oh, you're the best. And I'm so excited to hear your perspective. We only have two questions for you, so this is going to be pretty quick, but I feel like you also,
easy peasy,
no pressure. I feel like you will also have epic answers.
Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure. Let me kick it off. Okay, the first thing that we want to know a little bit more about is, do you feel like, and your son's name is Logan, he is three, just like my son Oliver. Do you feel like there is something about you that Logan pulls out in you that the rest of us wouldn't normally see? That if we were going out for drinks with you, if we were friends with you, if you were in our family, that we wouldn't normally see some of those characteristics and traits that he pulls out.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Since becoming a dad, it wasn't, I don't know if it was right away, but it's certainly been progressively more and more like this, that those who know me know that I'm a pretty soft guy, but I'm still somewhat guarded and I won't let myself be too vulnerable. And with my son, there's an endearment that comes out of me and a vulnerability that I don't really offer to anyone else, even the people that I love. And that's something that I don't know if that's, you know, because of his disarming of me or me just trying to be a better version of myself to him and be the best version of myself to him. I trying my best to always make him feel comfortable or know the true me. Is that something that's something that's very important to me as a man who, you know, grew up into a man like every man does. I emulated my father and I looked up to my dad and sometimes had feelings of admiration and sometimes contempt. And I do my best to try to ensure that my son only knows the best version of me so that everything that he sees is something that he hopefully likes.
Aww.
I love that so much, Chris. I love that so much. I really love how you're talking about when we're in all of our relationships as adults or with our age mates or even with our elders, we lead with our head, right? Like a lot of the time we talk with our head, but with Logan, you're literally leading with your heart. And maybe with our parents, sometimes we lead with, but like a lot of stuff gets stuck in the way. But then with Logan, you only lead with your heart. You're always leading with your heart, like full time.
I believe that I remember everything, every interaction with my father from like my first memory. I everything is just ingrained in there because I watched him so closely. And I think about that all the time, about how I'm treating my son and how I'm acting around him.
Right.
While still, again, being myself.
Do you feel like because Logan's brought that up, he's almost like cracked that nut a little bit for you? Do you feel like you can be or even want to be more that way with anybody else now?
No, I don't think so.
It's like reserved for him.
Yeah.
That's cool though. Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. I mean, there's some people that I love, of course, but there's, it's,
yeah.
I'm making it sound very deliberate, but it kind of isn't deliberate. Like this vulnerability that I give with him is more automatic.
Yeah.
So it just sort of happens.
I love that. You're a great dad. We know you're a great dad. I hear it from Tabs all the time. What are your biggest challenges about being a modern dad?
The modern dad thing is a really interesting topic. And I've talked to Tab about it before. It's something that I think is the modern dad terminology is like almost a newer idea. And the generation of dads that are dadding out there today are kind of the pioneers of the modern dad movement, which is the balancing of being as equally involved in parenting as the mother is and you know, doing as much around the house and equal parts to everything. Because mothers nowadays, you know, also maybe, and I hate speaking like it's a generality don't mean everyone specifically, but mothers nowadays are just as career driven and involved and have aspirations and goals outside of the home as any man does. And I think that's where the modern dad movement kind of came to be, is that we're kind of doing this together and everyone needs to pull their weight at home and outside of home. Challenging. Like, I mean, I don't really know anything else other than the way that it's happening for me. So I don't know if I call it specifically challenging. I think the idea of a modern dad is still kind of new to society. And there's a lot of automatic association with parenting to the mother more so than the father. Again, that's that's a generality.
Yeah, sure. If that's an experience you've had, for sure. And when you say that, do you just kind of mean that, you know, your wife is the default parent?
That's
Or in
a lot of people's minds, that's the case.
And you know what I love so much about this is that when you're in it, you don't see that it's a challenge. Like that speaks to something really interesting of like when you're in something and you're doing it, you wouldn't do it and you don't know any other way.
Yeah. Being a parent is, everyone knows, is very difficult, and it's not something that you can really truly express until you've done it. Like the first year was a lot of eye openers for me for every new parent. Right. But now three and a half years into it, it's all that I know, like I say. And when I, another thing I think about with that's a newer notion that kind of goes hand in hand with the notion of the modern dad is the toxic masculinity side of raising a son, which I've talked to Tab about more than once.
Yeah.
And something that I'm very cognizant of as a father, which is every boy comes up with a lot of challenges becoming a man, and toxic masculinity is what the term is for the pressures that you face going through puberty and becoming a man that society's kind of pressed down on you as a male, which are terms like be a man and
like suppress any kind
of emotional repression. You know, largely attributed to things like depression in men and you know, substance abuse, and even as far as suicide.
For sure.
And the spike in suicide rates that happens to young men. So I think about that all the time, about
100%
the impact I have on my son, and try my best to not suppress emotional response. I mean, he's a toddler, but it's something that's always on my mind, is don't tell him not to cry or you know, let him know that it's okay to feel certain things and not put too much pressure on him as he grows up, right? And don't influence these sort of older ideas on him that may hurt him emotionally. My son is a softie just like me.
Right. And that makes sense that that's a challenge, because this is a theme that's happening with the other two men that we talked to as well, is that there's like, in a lot of ways, you guys are going into uncharted territory with that, you know, like you don't necessarily have a model to go off of on how to do that, on how to raise a son that's really emotionally secure and vulnerable and expressive. So you're trying to navigate new waters together.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, I think that's largely parenting altogether, right?
Is totally, totally.
That's right.
Taking a swing at it. But yeah, I'm, I think about it again. I compare it all the time to when I was young and the things that I faced. And I faced a lot of that sort of stuff. I faced a lot of the push to be more competitive and the push to be as alpha male as possible. And that leaning towards feelings that are more aggression based, less about like, you're not allowed to be scared. You're not allowed to you're not allowed to cry, all those sort of things. And that's, you know, that's something I just don't want to put on my son as he gets older. So yeah, it's uncharted. Yeah. I mean, all this stuff is new for me.
Totally. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's new for all of us, but I think that it's just so refreshing to hear your perspective, because I think about that, raising a son as well, but it is different for me. I know how to express my emotions. I know how to teach him to do that because I was taught that. It is that just inherently is different. And so I can really appreciate what you're saying, that's a challenge and I think it's awesome that you're aware of it, you know, and that you're trying to do it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, it's a big day.
Well, thank you. Big day.
Big day.
You go golfing?
Big
are big you?
Day. Yeah, sure am.
Yeah. That's what we just talked about with Sean. That's
right. Amazing. Sean's doing it too.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. We love you and thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. And happy Father's Day. And we're so happy you could listen with us. And we honor all of our dads in the world. Happy, happy Father's
Totes,
Day.
Totes. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Sunday and your Father's Day. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye. See you next week.